More on these stories at townhall.com.
Good morning. Currently, we see no accidents, backups, or broken down cars on our major highways. I-10, I-295, 95, and JTB are problem-free. We're expecting around a 60% chance of afternoon thunderstorms today. The high will be 95, 96. This evening, partly cloudy, a 1 in 5 chance of rain, and an overnight low of 78. Right now, it's 77 here at WBOB. And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The National Rifle Association says they are at opposite ends with the White House on proposed gun legislation dealing with background checks. Circulation and readership of local newspapers has hit an all-time low. And the Florida Attorney General is going after deceitful car dealerships.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
The roads look clear. No rain out there right now, but yeah. Hey, things will change. Just give it time. And bye, we're going to be with you all the way to 9 a.m. as we'll make that morning commute a lot quicker. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, 3 minutes after 6 a.m. Thanks so much for tuning in right here all the way with you to 9 a.m. This is Talk Radio WBOB. Let's get on with some of the big national news before we get to some state and local news. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Now, of course, the debate over the last 3 weeks is now dealing with the president's white supremacy language. We keep hearing about that. By the way, you don't hear about Mueller anymore, but that's not stopping the House from going along with impeachments. We got those clips coming up in a moment. But of course, the big conversation is now when it comes back out of the August recess, which is going to happen for a few more weeks, will they attack the issue of gun legislation? And the NRA, the National Rifle Association, says they are against any type of gun, but what they call gun control, even having to deal with, some would say, with the issue of background checks on this issue. And the question is where does a lot of this go next? And what happens when they all come back from their August recess? Fox News.
The National Rifle Association finds itself in the familiar and unpopular position of opposing the rising call for gun control.
National Rifle Association CEO Wayne LaPierre has just released a statement. He says the NRA opposes any proposal that infringes on the rights of law-abiding Americans. And he says anything politicians are discussing now would not have prevented the shootings from this past weekend.
So they say that it's not so much, we're not talking about a bump stock issue again. We're not talking about going after certain weapons. They say that any background check, for the most part, is promoting more gun control. But remember what we played earlier before? Trey Gowdy, former South Carolina representative and former federal prosecutor, was again talking about the right to life and all these other rights. And he sat back and said, just tell me what area, tell me a legislation that would prevent these shootings. He says, and I'll be glad to give up my rights, even my gun rights.
Another Pulse nightclub. Another day like we had yesterday. Legislators need to look at the laws we have on the books. Are they being enforced? If the answer is yes, and we still have gaps in our laws that need to be fixed, keep in mind, you don't have a single right for which there's not some corresponding responsibility or restriction. Every right you have has a restriction. So if we need more restrictions, then draw the causal scientific link between what you're proposing and what you hope to be the outcome. But just more laws that are not going to be enforced is a panacea, and it's not going to work. Show me a law to prevent the next Sandy Hook and sign me up as a husband and father.
There you go. I think that would be a great one if you want to sit back and have a check, not a checkers, but a chess game with the Democrats on this whole issue. Just tell me what law would prevent this from happening all around. Chris Cuomo from CNN's Cuomo, I guess, Prime Time, had what they call a gun crisis town hall. And the NRA was invited, but the NRA didn't show up. I understand why they didn't show up, but I probably would have showed up anyway. Listen to this. He says that, you know, for the NRA not to show up is kind of like having the tobacco industry telling you that the products they make, that they're not responsible for smokers getting cancer.
Hello, everybody. I am Chris Cuomo, and welcome to a very special primetime town hall. We're calling it America Under Assault, the Gun Crisis.
Wow.
Many of the people here survived the bullets that tore through their bodies, changed their lives, and changed their communities. Many lost loved ones. Some are now advocates for reform. Some work in the firearm industry. Others work to limit that industry's reach.
And by the way, you didn't hear what he said. Some also would advocate more people to be armed. You didn't hear that all out now, did you?
We also invited the National Rifle Association, the NRA, to be part of its conversation. They declined. They sent a totally disingenuous statement that they're open to honest discussion, but not this spectacle. That's what you call this, a spectacle? I guess they want to do their talking with propaganda ads and millions in lobbying. Besides, let's be honest, the gun lobby is not going to be the answer. And that shouldn't be expected any more than we expected big tobacco to help us expose the ills of smoking. The reality...
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, we already know what a cigarette does. You need more of a package from the Attorney General or the Surgeon General. They are the going after the tobacco dealers. Because what he said right there is pretty much, we don't expect the gun lobby to give us any of the right answers because they're going to spend money on propaganda. Will you tell me what half of that... And listen, as a member of the media, tell me what the media does along with a lot of this propaganda. There wasn't anything there when you look at this town hall promoting more of maybe citizens to conceal weapons permits. Instead, let's go after the NRA. So let me ask this question. If we have, and we do have this in our lives today, not ours, but those that have an abortion, there are botched abortions, correct, Roger?
Yeah.
Do I blame Planned Parenthood? I don't see an epidemic with all the abortions going on, over a million babies being taken away. We have an epidemic of life being done away with. So why don't we just put up all the pro-lifers and the pro-choicers and have a major town hall meeting of the pros and cons of this issue? What about the problems in our society? Yeah, we have a gun epidemic. Do we talk about the gun epidemics in Orlando, Florida, and Jacksonville, Florida, and Baltimore, and Detroit? No. Chicago? There's been a major gun epidemic. But somehow, because why? We can nail the president. There you go.
If you're looking for evidence on gun control and something to empirically look at objectively, look at the cities that have imposed strict gun control laws. The gun crimes in those cities have gone up. Meanwhile, back in the 1970s, there was an Atlanta suburb that passed a resolution requiring every homeowner to have a rifle in their home. Burglary went down.
That is an old story, believe it or not. Yeah, you go back in your archives and read
true.
That.
And it's true. So if you want to look at the facts, these are the facts.
But having said that, I'm a little bit mixed here. If I was a member of the NRA, now it doesn't mean to say that they probably didn't reach out to other gun groups. And there were other guns, like the Gun Owners Association of America. As a member of the NRA, I saw when Dana Loesch and a few others got up there at the Parkland, whatever it was, at the town hall after that, and literally got ripped up. And I think, you know, I don't think they should have been nice. I understand you're not going to be nice to these people. They're not nice to you. They're there with a political agenda. I would have probably gone with the NRA and gone up there, but I understand the optics of the reason why not, because they would have been ripped apart.
They would have been, but you know what? People can see through an unfair treatment, and I wish they had gone.
Yeah, I would have liked to see them gone. Remember the ICE raids that recently just took place over the last week? Fox News, Steve Harrigan, 680 people rounded up in several locations in the state of Mississippi.
This operation was planned for months. More than 600 agents were involved. They moved in on six different cities, smaller cities around Jackson, Mississippi. They were mainly targeting chicken processing plants. The agents would surround the perimeter of the plant, then move in. They would check for proof of residency from the workers. Those without it were lined up. Their hands were zip tied behind their backs, and their personal possessions were put in clear plastic bags.
So many members of those of the left, yeah, we'll combine those right there. Many members on the left, Roger, are saying this is nothing more than just for the president to go after those of illegal aliens, despite what happened with the shooting that took place last weekend, but not according to Immigration Customs and Enforcement. And the members of the Attorney General's office, they say, no, this investigation's been going on for months out there. Former ICE Director Thomas Homan says there's another reason why they had this raid.
This is a criminal operation. People need to understand that. We're talking about identity theft. We're talking about tax evasion.
Wow, where have you heard that before? Identity theft.
Illegal. It's a violation of criminal statute to knowingly hire illegal alien. It is a felony to conceal and harbor an illegal alien in your premises. So this is a criminal investigation that's going to help a lot of U.S. citizens whose identity has been stolen, their credits have been ruined by illegal aliens using their Social Security numbers to get employment.
And by the way, yes, there's a big discussion. What about those that employ them as well? You couldn't use E-Verify. We don't really have an E-Verify system. So what about the employers for harboring? By the way, that is a felony, by the way,
yeah,
to allow them to work for you. And also to write them off on your taxes.
Well, they might have a plausible argument saying that, hey, they came here, they had a Social Security number, they didn't know it was stolen. Meanwhile, some guy halfway across the country ends up getting a double tax bill saying, okay, you didn't claim this income you made at this chicken processing plant in Jackson, Mississippi. Why not?
Yeah.
You're going to be arrested.
So so many people are like, well, what about the business does that employ them?
Yeah.
And evidently, you would think if they're paying into follow me for a second. That if they're paying into the Social Security system,
okay,
and somebody on the other end that sees these taxes coming in has to chalk up a name because they send you what was paid into and things like that.
Someone at the IRS. Okay,
and for them wait. These numbers don't match up. You think there would be audits left and right, especially with the names.
Well, probably an ICE raid, which is exactly what happened, and then 700 people ended up getting arrested.
Yeah, but I'm saying on the other side, I'm sending you money. You're looking at me going, hey, does your account match up with the address that you have?
Okay.
So when an IRS official is looking at these going, this name doesn't come up, what resonance is this? Of course, then again, if it's a fake ID, your point may be very valid.
Exactly.
So, coming up next, the House Judiciary Committee says they are now underway with impeachment proceedings. And according to a Pew Research Center, the number of local daily publications is at its lowest level since that of 1999, Prince. But anyways, the question is why? Why is that? We'll have all of this and all of major discussions coming up next. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, 13 minutes after 6 a.m. Talk Radio WBOB.
Currently, there are no accidents, backups, and broken down cars on any of our major highways. JTB looks just fine. I-10, I-295, and I-95 all are problem-free.
This traffic report is brought to you by J. David Tax Law. When you owe the IRS and can't pay, go to jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away. Here's your community calendar from WBOB.
Friday, August 9th at 8 p.m., see and hear Lyle Lovett and his large band in concert at the Florida Theater in downtown Jacksonville. Saturday, August 10th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., it's the Riverside Arts Market under the Fuller Warren Bridge on Riverside Avenue. And Saturday, August 10th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., it's the Vets for Vets quarterly gathering at ViStar Veterans Memorial Arena.
For more information or to have your event included, visit WBOB.com.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor. And in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're MediShare members. And Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs. And that's how so many MediShare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join MediShare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Ask an attorney about Florida law.
WBOB and The Answer invites you to join Joseph Pippin Saturday mornings at 8. He'll answer your questions about Florida state planning, Medicaid, divorce, family law, guardianship, adoption, tax law, and personal injury. Call attorney Joe Pippin Saturday mornings at 8. Right here, WBOB, The Answer.
We're expecting around a 60% chance of showers today with thunderstorms, the high 95. This evening, partly cloudy. A 1 in 5 chance of rain tonight and a low of 78. Right now, it's 77 here at WBOB.
WBOB is talk radio for Northeast Florida and Southeast Georgia.
And here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. The New York Times reports President Trump's popularity is rising. Former ICE director says raids on businesses for hiring illegal aliens involved identity theft. And a new study finds optimistic people are better sleepers.
contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
A lot of you listen on your smartphones. We encourage you to continue to do that. But a lot of you that listen on your cars and also on your radios, if you want to take us anywhere you would like, this program or shows here also coming up on the weekend, just download the radio app. No monthly charges, no pop-ups. It is free. Just go to WBOB.com, put it on your smartphones, again, on your Android phones. That's WBOB.com. Let's continue on with the news. I'm your host, Ed Dean. This white supremacy language, I mean, are we all just becoming immune to it just because why? It's like bullets to Superman. We just see it all the time. It just bounces off of you. Remember, the big discussion now is not taking your guns away. I mean, it is, but now it's maybe going after the freedom of speech. The president, remember, many of those on the left have said that the Twitter page ought to be deleted and censored and all of that kind of stuff. It's amazing. It's always coming from the left. But on the issue of the language of white supremacy, and he's a white nationalist, Real Clear Politics, Tom Bevin says, you know, the Democrats might want to be a little bit careful. This language is probably going a little bit too far for some of the voters.
Well, I mean, we're living in two separate realities, right? We had a poll out last week, a Quinnipiac poll that showed 88% of Democrats think Trump is a racist, 90% of Republicans think he's not, and you've got independents somewhere in the middle. So it's like we're living in two separate realities. I do think the Democrats risk going too far with the language and the rhetoric, because over the last couple of days we've seen, I mean, the president came out, he condemned the shootings, then he condemned white supremacy, then he went to Dayton and El Paso to serve as consoler-in-chief. And so you've got, the public is seeing that. Meanwhile, they're seeing at the same time the language getting ratcheted up among Democratic candidates and on other networks, folks saying that the president wants to exterminate Latinos and that he's happy that these things happened. And so I think that contrast doesn't serve the Democrats necessarily well. I think they could take this too far.
Yeah, I think he's exactly correct. I think when they called, even though I think he was in many cases, he promoted it. Mm-hmm. But when you start calling, unless they're self-identified, you start calling people a bunch of communists and a bunch of socialists out there, I think it turns off a lot of swing voters out there. If you want to call them names, call them a liberal, that might be fine. But say, hey, this is where my opponent is wrong on these issues, and focus on the issues and try to resolve that. When it's the name calling, you lose a lot of credibility. And as you pointed out, in many cases, and even some of my conservative friends, they think that's one of the reasons why when you call the president illegitimate, he's from Kenya, mm-hmm. President Obama, some people take that as, well, they take that as a personal offense.
Exactly, and it causes people who otherwise probably wouldn't support him to rally to his side, feeling that he needs to have someone defend his honor.
So some of you sit back and go, Ed, where do you get these clips? Well, I'd be surprised where I get a lot of them, but they're from mainstream publications out there. On the issue of white supremacy and the president and his language, according to former D.C. Democratic Party Chair Scott Bolden, he says, America needs to have a discussion about all of this. And that's fine. Let's have it. But he says America can't get over the discussion or get to it yet because we really haven't even gone through to this dialogue. How did he say this? You like the clip. He says, America hasn't even gotten beyond the issue of, you ready for this? Slavery. Mm. Clip number 5.
And so the national dialogue that calls for is super important. It may not be practical, but it's a dialogue of reconciliation, of resolution, yeah, and tolerance. But the biggest social ill we have is the race and class issues. We've never resolved that. We've never had a dialogue where we got beyond what happened with slavery. I'm not talking about reparations or even forgiveness.
Wow.
I'm talking about sitting down with people that don't look like me and you, share different views and having a dialogue about being Americans,
okay,
and what's important.
But, you know, for a second there, I was like, hey, I'm ready for this. And then when he brought up slavery, mm-hmm. we haven't had real dialogue even on the issue of slavery. So we need to go back over 100 plus years ago to have a dialogue. What's next?
Oh, gosh, you know what? That's such a difficult.
Why is it difficult?
Who today, you know, cares about healing the wounds of slavery anymore? However, I will say that regardless of your heritage, you would like to honor and celebrate your ancestors. We do it every year with the 4th of July in America, all Americans coming together, Thanksgiving Day. However, I will acknowledge that there are a lot of black people who do feel a little put off when it comes down to Black History Month or celebrating anything having to do with black heritage.
They feel put off? They don't like Black History Month?
They feel put off when they hear other people who are not black not want to have anything to do with it. Let's end that conversation right now because I don't want to talk about it. Get over it.
Hold on. Well, I'm going to get a shirt that says, get over it. First off, a lot of my ancestors come from Scotland.
Right.
Do I really care about that? I mean, William Wallace, maybe. But I don't get what's up about this.
Every St. Patrick's Day, every black person in America almost wears green to honor the heritage of the Irish immigrants to this country.
Roger.
We don't see that when it comes to non-people.
They wear green so they can go out and get free drinks, and them along with other white people.
I didn't even know they offered free
drinks. Yeah, they offered.
Pinch me, I'm Irish. But no, wait, everybody does. It's an American thing.
You honestly think that black people, now you said that,
okay.
Black people, or white people, whatever. You think they honestly wear green so they can honor the Irish and St. Patrick's? I think they do it just because. Can I ask you a question? Okay. Why do people dress up on Halloween? Who are they honoring?
Honestly,
it's a fad these days.
There are some who will say that it's honoring the evil and that kind of thing. No. I think more than anything else, people are just trying to have fun. But
that's correct.
The point I'm trying to make, though, is that regardless of your heritage, black, white, Hispanic, Asian. You celebrate Thanksgiving if you live in America. You celebrate the 4th of July. There's a cookout.
Yeah, but what color do I wear? I don't wear green.
On Thanksgiving? No one wears green
Christmas?
On Thanksgiving. These are American things, but for some reason, it comes across to black people like, we don't want to celebrate people's holidays with you.
First off, I don't have a problem with it. I'm all for it. But having said that, what is the reason for Christmas? You and I both know the reason. How many people don't even acknowledge that?
In fact, there's a movement to on purpose not acknowledge the birth of Jesus Christ, which is a problem.
Yeah. So I don't know if I buy into, they wear green so they can acknowledge their ancestors. Hey, by the way, how many of those in the black community don't go out and honor Black History Month? Why don't we ask that question? In other words, we have a march for MLK. How many really know what MLK was all about? The positive, some might even say some negative effects, but at least have the discussion. Most people don't. Hey, let's be honest. A lot of us celebrate the 4th of July. I bet you a lot of people couldn't tell you what that independence was all about.
I hope not. I just believe that we'd be further along as far as racial unity in this country if we took all the holidays that are celebrated. Let's all celebrate them together.
If you were to assemble a list, a hierarchy of concerns or problems this country faces, where would white supremacy be on the list? Right up there with Russia, probably. It's actually not a real problem in America. White supremacy, that's the problem. This is a hoax. Just like the Russia hoax, it's a conspiracy theory used to divide the...
So that was Tucker Carlson on his show. This has been making a lot of news over the last week. He says that the white supremacy thing is a hoax. Now, we did point out the numbers that there really aren't that many crimes by those committed by white supremacists. Firstly, folks, I've told you what I would do. I'd raid them all. I'd throw them all in jail. Just because... Well, never mind. I understand due process. Right. I get that. But they're so ridiculous. They're so crazy and loony. First off... You'd almost have to make fun of them. You know what? In fact, every time a white supremacist talks, I want to see a black comedian make fun of them. That would be worth watching, like the old Chappelle show.
Okay.
Because that's what they ought to be shunned upon, right?
Shamed and humiliated.
That's right. And by the way, I would rate them all, as I said the other day, like we did with the Ku Klux Klan in the 60s. They were a domestic terrorist group. And if you want to label some of these white supremacists, by all means, the question is, according to the left, Roger or myself, or let's say that you would agree with the president's policies. Well, now you're contributing to the problem. So Carlson came out on his TV show last week and said that the white supremacy was a hoax. I understand what he's saying. It is a hoax in order to say that all these crimes committed by those out there are done by white supremacists, which is not accurate. By the way, again, I asked the question. So much on El Paso, this guy was a white supremacist. That's fine. If you're going to go down and play that political path, what about those on the left in Dayton, Ohio, that was a big-time socialist, supported open borders, and loved Elizabeth Warren?
Yeah.
Do you really want to go down that aisle?
Don't hear that reported very often either.
Yeah. Chris Matthews from Hardball says people like Roger and myself, we hang out with other right-wing radio talk show hosts, and that's where we get all our talking points from.
Media people, Rush Limbaugh, Fox News, a lot of conservative or even right-wing radio hosts around the country, they're all listening to each other. They all know what each other is saying. And by omission, they go along.
Now, Roger, in the markets that we're at, I've said this before, I don't have time to listen to others. I know you work 12 hours a day.
I wish I had the time to tune into some of these other talk show hosts because I just don't have the time.
I don't have the time. Between this and the publication, FloridaDaily.com, I don't have the time to listen to other well-known and much better radio talk show hosts than myself. I don't have the time. So I don't know what the other talk show hosts are saying.
Exactly.
All I hear is that the one side of the other stations All they do is talk about Russia and conspiracy, which I like listening to, but after you know, the third day, it's kind of over it. So anyway, so when it comes to that.
Yeah, we're way too busy. When I get off the air here, I go on another radio station until the afternoon, and then I make commercials all day.
I know. Coming up next, a new study finds that if you are getting a lot of sleep, you're more optimistic in life. I would technically agree, disagree. I don't sleep that much at night, but I'm very optimistic about life when it comes to that. Also, the New York Times reports that President Trump's popularity is actually rising. The New York Times, out of all places, and circulation of your local newspaper here in the state of Florida is hitting an all-time low since that of 1999. We'll get all into this. Ed Dean and Roger Henderson. 831-0600, 831-0600. So, by the way, the Attorney General, Ashley Moody, there was a story here out of Jacksonville, which she was using. She wants to go after auto fraud. You remember the story we covered this past week where the Consumer Federation of America listed their top complaints from consumers?
Right.
And vehicles was the number one, like towing disputes, your car repairs, also the fraudulent, deceptive by those of salespeople out there. Ashley Moody is forming, along with other groups, she's going after what's called an automotive fraud. One of them was the Jacksonville's Riverside Chevrolet was hit with over $1 million in fines for phony warranties and failing to pay off clients' liens.
Hmm.
So now I understand that the company now has new ownership out there and has rebranded. But the AG is kicking off this week, helping focus on consumers to steer clear of deceitful car dealership. She says, quote, we're getting into high gear to protect consumers out there. So that's interesting. You know, I've always been curious, how do these guys get away? I mean, you know, for when they go at the end of a commercial, 24:30, I'm like,
yes.
Dude, lay off the sugar, man. What's going on here?
It's obviously something they're required to do by law, but it doesn't bring people into the dealership. So.
And, you know, I think sometimes this can get a little bigger tent-wise. I love looking out for consumers. I think that the government has rules and regulations, but there's a thing called the Better Business Bureau, your National Federation of Independent Business, your local Chamber of Commerce. And let me tell you something. If you want to get something done, don't act like, Roger, you're going to pass a law and change all the behavior of automotive deceptive sales tactics or retail. I mean, we already have laws on the books against that. You want to embarrass somebody, you really want to hit them hard, go to the Chamber of Commerce. Go to the Better Business Bureau. When you got, go to this radio show. Go to, I want to tell Ken on First Coast,
Ken Amaro.
Ken Amaro. Go to Ken Joss's at News 4 Jax. Tell them the problems you see with, that's right.
There are two of them.
That's right. And let me tell you something. And let me tell you something. That is the quickest way to gain attention that could benefit you and consumers instead of figuring that you're going to pass all these laws. If you got a bunch of white, creepy supremacists running a restaurant not allowing black people to come in, don't pass the law. Embarrass them. Hmm. You'll get them out of business quick. 831-0600. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Good Friday morning. Talk radio. WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says he will not be calling senators back to work early from their August recess to deal with gun control legislation. However, McConnell says he is now willing to look into background checks and other measures. The White House inviting internet and tech companies to a roundtable today. Talk about violent extremism online. President Trump fills a top intel job. He has named Joseph McGuire the country's top counterterrorism official, acting intelligence director. He'll replace Dan Coats, who will leave the job in less than a week. Pro-democracy activists are at Hong Kong's airport again for several days of demonstrations aimed at carrying their message to international visitors to Hong Kong. Wall Street, Dow futures down 122 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Good morning. If you're on I-10 going east toward downtown, we see a crash there at US 301, and we are looking at traffic cams right now. The backup there does look moderate, Butler Boulevard at San Pablo, traffic is building there as well. There is a 60% chance of afternoon thunderstorms today. The high 95, this evening partly cloudy with a 1 in 5 chance of rain, 78 below. Right now 77 here at WBOB. Here are the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Circulation and readership of local newspapers hits an all-time low. The Florida Attorney General is going after deceitful car dealerships. And the National Rifle Association says they are at the opposite ends with the White House on proposed gun legislation dealing with background checks.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Media people, Rush Limbaugh, Fox News, a lot of conservative or even right-wing radio hosts around the country, they're all listening to each other. They all know what each other is saying. And by at least by omission, they go along.
That's funny. At least with omission, they go along. Hi, everybody. Ed Dean, Roger Anderson. That's Hardball, says Chris Matthews. People, like, if you're a right-wing supporter, I didn't realize you and I were both right wings, Roger. But anyway, even with our views, some of us still think we're moderates. I don't know why that is. But evidently, it's kind of interesting that all of the right-wing radio talk show hosts, we all hook up, we all sit around at the Red Lobster and talk about what talking issues and points we're going to have the next day. And I'm the first one to admit, as Roger and I both said, I don't have any time to listen to radio. But listen, if there's any group, come on, folks, if there's any group that sits together or at least gets their talking points, it is certainly the mainstream media along with the Democratic Party.
Absolutely. In fact, if you follow any of these, and I do get a chance to look at some of the talking head shows on cable in the evenings when I'm off, and they are all saying the same things every day. It's like they're on a special mailing list for email where, here's today's talking points, liberals. This is what we're talking about, because they all basically repeat the same thing every day.
Here's Adam Sewer. It was Sewer. I don't want to be rude. That's how you pronounce his name. He's from the liberal publication, The Atlantic. He says, right-wing talk show hosts, Republicans, Fox News, the strategy is just to make white people angry here.
Fox News' rating strategy is making white people scared and angry. The Republican Party's political strategy is making white people scared and angry. The president's re-election strategy is making white people scared and angry, which is why all these condemnations of white supremacy are basically meaningless, because that's the strategy that they're going to continue to pursue no matter what.
Really? So you tell me what the liberal left is not going to continue to pursue. The whole area about white supremacy and all the other things out there, and the white nationalists. Impeachment proceedings are underway. CNN's Aaron Burnett, it was breaking news.
Breaking news, an impeachment earthquake. The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, Jerry Nadler, now considering formally recommending articles of impeachment against the president. He and Speaker Nancy Pelosi are the two names who will make history on this issue in Congress. And at this hour, Nadler's committee is now engaged in a full-blown investigation.
Here is the House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler says, yeah, they're going to have impeachment hearings. In fact, he says the vote by the end of this year.
This is formal impeachment proceedings. We are investigating all the evidence. We're gathering the evidence. And we will, at the conclusion of this, hopefully by the end of the year, vote articles of impeachment to the House floor, or we won't. That's a decision that we'll have to make.
Now, wait a second. These guys are all over the map. Wait, we are going to do it, but we're not going to do it. We may go down the road, but we have to have this first off. Tell me, what are you going to do? Because evidently the media, you know, over the last few months, we've been playing these clips. Mm-hmm. Roger can tell you, because he's reported this. Even the members of the media going, what are you guys waiting for? You don't need Mueller.
They're wanting to drag it out as long as possible and have as much negative reporting about the president as possible during an election season,
yes,
as they possibly can. However, it's backfiring because, guess what? The president's popularity is rising, according to the polls.
Yeah, the president's, it is, according to some of the stories out there, when it comes to that. Local newspapers, as a guy who, and Roger and I have both been newsmen for many years, not many, but for a few years. But anyway, and I've been a political editor for publications, been a senior editor, an editor for publications. And I will tell you that circulation is driven, of course, by advertising, and advertising is driven by circulation. In other words, if your circulation's up, that means you get people reading it. Advertisers love that.
Right.
Okay, in many cases. But circulation is down when it comes to the media. The readership, We're talking, by the way, the Pew Research Center says that circulation and readership of your local newspaper has it at an all-time low. In fact, in 2018, the approximate total U.S. daily newspaper circulation hit the lowest number since it began in 1940. Now, what they've said is this includes weekday circulation for print and digital editions. It was only combined for all the readership out there. Are you ready for this? 28 million Americans. That's like, wait, see, there's 300. That's like less than 10% are reading the newspapers out there.
Yeah.
It really is. That was what they say.
One out of 10. Less than one out of 10.
So they say that for your local newspaper, let's say the Times Union, the Orlando Sentinel, the Florida Today, again, the numbers show that the local readership is going down. Reed Wilson from thehill.com.
People have a lot more trust in especially their local news organizations than they would in some of these big national ones.
But when we say
media, people sort of default to these national cable or news outlets that have an editorial a bent by design. That's how they make their money.
Well, and I think describing them as infotainment is important for people to remember, like, they're about their bottom line. This is not like a public interest project.
Now, Roger, I'm going to ask you, we all know that the reason why print is going down is because, folks, people are reading it online.
Yes.
Now, believe it or not, somewhere on the Washington Post and the New York Times, their digital subscriptions has gone up,
right,
especially in the age of Trump. But if the combined as far as print and digital are going down, what do you think it is?
You know what? I would think it mainly is a matter of convenience, but that doesn't explain digital, because digital is as close as your smartphone. You can pull up a newspaper's website. Maybe the business
too much
model,
competition, maybe.
I don't know if it's that. I think people want as much information as possible, but I think it's one, trustability. People want to be able to know that the information they're getting is accurate. And then secondly, I don't think they want to pay for a subscription. The online business model is free. And in fact, if they could figure out a way to give away some money, it'll probably go up.
Yeah.
Starbucks saying goodbye to newspapers. Starbucks dropping big names like the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, and USA Today from its store shelves.
Even Starbucks, which I routinely go to get coffee, is getting rid of a lot of the newspapers out there as well. So my question to you listening right now, do you believe the reasons why that even digital and print newspapers are going down is based on, and I'm going to leave that blank, whether you think it's the marketplace, you think it's a bunch of left-wing ideologues in their local editorials. I mean, why do you think their publications have gone down? You know, Roger, I will say that the local newspapers for years were more trustworthy.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, it should be. By the way, a lot of local people, I'm going to surprise some of you, and I won't mention names because I know who they are, but there are those on local TV stations in the state of Florida that are not that liberal. In fact, when you talk to them, they're church-going individuals.
Mm-hmm.
They're very mainstream conservatives. But wait a second. Why is it that the national groups are more? Well, because the national groups are under contract for so many years. They're going to make their money no matter what. The local TV station has to do it off of, guess what? The business advertiser.
Right.
And normally a lot of businesses, they kind of vote a little conservative with their back pocket.
Exactly.
So you remember when Bob Hodges would show up at the end and the general manager's opinion, you know, he would give his own comments. In other words, he would do an editorial. And you notice those used to stop. They try to bring them back a few years back and nobody likes them. Everybody knows the editorial page of a newspaper is very liberal. In fact, if I had to ask some of you a question, tell me what is the top two or top three areas that people go to when they open up the newspaper. Take a wild guess.
Me, I would probably say the movie section would be one.
Whoa, I didn't even think about that one. Hold on, movie section.
Yeah, just to find out what time, you know, the movies are showing. But they can do that on their phone.
Okay,
anyway.
Go ahead.
Let's see. Maybe the weather?
Weather.
And top three.
Yeah.
Gosh, you know, we're living in an age where people can find out this information instantly through their smart device.
So that's kind of a trivia. Don't answer the rest.
Maybe obituaries.
Well, I was just going to say obituaries is the number one. Believe it or not.
Really?
Yep. People are going to see who died.
Did that jerk die yet?
Right.
Let me check.
That's right. But there's also another section
terrible.
When people look at the front page. But there's one that they normally go to pretty quick. And let's just say it's not part of, I'll give you a hint. It's not part of the staff. That's your hint. If I give you any more, you guys will get. So this is a popular item that people go to the local newspaper. the local newspaper. It is a huge, popular item, but technically it doesn't come from the staff. Horoscopes, that's a good one. No, it's not horoscopes.
Oh, tragic if people go there, but unfortunately.
Why is it tragic? I don't read them.
It's ridiculous.
I know it's ridiculous.
Waste of ink and paper.
So on that, coming up next, we talked about school suspensions, whether or not school's getting back into, as they say, sessions starting up in the next couple weeks. Banning school suspensions. We talked about that. We got some input on that. We will get to all of this in just a few moments. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. 831-0600. 831-0600. So I'm looking at something else here. I'm reading some emails coming out here. Let's go to some calls. 831-0600. 904-831-0600. So tell me, it's one of the top three areas that's been reported the last many years. When people go read the newspaper, what section outside of the obituary, Roger says the movie Times, the sporting space, not even included, what is one of the big areas that they go to that technically is not coming from the staff? What is that answer? 831-0600. Let's go to Ray. Hey, Ray, good morning.
Good morning, Ed, Roger.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah, hey, I would say items for sale.
That's a great one. Yeah, but now you're true. That would be, but not necessarily anymore. But that's a good one.
Yeah, I can read my paper, Baker County Press, in about an hour.
And do you read online or do you read with the newsprint?
No, with the print.
Right.
And in Jacksonville, I stopped that paper several years back. And, you know, when they called me and asked me to renew, I told him, I said, look, I'm a Christian guy and I own firearms, and when you start having stories that represents my point of view, you know, and not making me look like a bad guy, I love people, you know, I love all people, then I'll consider picking your paper back up. So there's some good people in the media, like you mentioned. I watch some local stations in Jacksonville, but I do think they get their talking points kind of emailed down to them.
Right.
I know a person with a family member in the media, and I've been told this by two people. They said, well, yeah, what it is basically some of the people in there, they're lazy on their reporting. And I said, no, what they are is obedient. Their boss walks in and says, you talk about this, you do that, or you go home. And so they do. They're kind of forced to. But I do support the paper in Baker because they still will come. They'll even show some Christian stories and but they still show the bad stuff, too. You know, there's drugs everywhere anymore. But it's a good hometown paper. You know, I enjoy it. But it's worth even getting it mailed to you just to see the perspective of what those small towns are doing.
That's a good story. Hey, I'm glad you called in today. That was a good one. Ray goes, and I was going to ask him, but I got some other calls I want to get to.
You know, I like the small town papers because you get to see what's going on in your own community. I like better than the thick phone book size, you know, big city papers.
So let me ask this question. How many of you, I was going to ask Ray, did he re-up with his publication? Before I get back to the calls in just a second here, when you get a call or a subscription notice or a solicitation to subscribe to a local newspaper, wherever you're hearing the show, or you get a phone call, what do you say in response? Do you say, no, I'm not going to do it? And what are the reasons why you tell them no? Or you say, yeah, I am, but tell me the reasons why you won't re-up your newspaper subscription, or tell me the reasons why you won't. Let's go to line two. Let's go to Tom. Hey, Tom, good morning.
Good morning. I think the number one thing people go to is the comics.
That is one of them. I agree with that one. That's
Garfield.
True.
Garfield.
It's an editorial, but that's part of the staff, so that's not it.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, man. Tom, do you go to the comics?
No, I don't even pick up the paper anymore.
Wait, Tom, technically, if you read some of the editorials, that would be the comics, would it not be?
Ah, true, yeah.
All right, come on, little
man,
fun.
Man, you're bringing back memories of my youth, man. That's what.
831-0600, let's go to Rick. Hey, Rick, good morning.
I was going to say the comics also.
I think you're, but this is one of the biggest areas that people read. In fact, in many cases, when they poll them, it's the top three in your local newspaper, but it doesn't technically come from the staff. What would that be?
Advertising?
No. Do you look at advertisers in the newspaper?
No, but
you can't.
Someone must be.
Hey, Rick, when you get a call from a local newspaper, here's my question to those of you out there this morning, 831-0600. If a local newspaper, it's the Time Unions, let's say it's Folio, let's say it's in Clay County, wherever you listen to the show, and they want you to re-up a digital subscription and or a newspaper subscription, do you say yes or no? Or if you say yes and no, what are the reasons why?
Well, I subscribe to the newspaper with a TU, and it's because I want more in-depth than I get on a radio broadcast. I want to read more detail. So you have to filter, and I've told the Times Union that I have to filter what they say because they have such a bias.
Yeah.
You got to look at where the byline is. If it's Associated Press, I wonder if it's true at all. But, you know, I'm sure most of it is, but there is a definite slant.
All right.
I haven't watched TV news in a long time. And in the last week, I've had the occasion to watch ABC News at night three times with a sick friend that I visit on the way home. And the bias is so prevalent in every story is slanted. It's amazing.
Rick, you know, you bring an interesting point. There were words when, in the old days, I don't mean old, I mean 10, 15, 20 years ago, we would never use a controversial plan. Well, under Obama, it was never controversial. Trump, it's controversial. Certain words, you know, we try to leave the editorializing out of a publication. Unfortunately, we don't see that today. And I try to leave a lot of editorializing out of this radio show. You know where I stand. But I love hearing your views on this issue. We're going to get to more of your calls coming up next, 831-0600. This is one of the biggest sections of a newspaper that people read. Sometimes it's the top three areas outside the obituaries and the comics. But technically, it's not done by the staff. It's not done by the staff. What area of the newspaper would that be? 831-0600. Your calls are up next. Talk Radio, WBOB.
And if you're on I-10 going east to US 301, there's been a crash there. 295 north at Dunn Avenue, a broken down car. And at Duval at 295 at Wilson in Duval County. Wilson, we're looking at another car there that has stalled.
Jacksonville Power Sports is your home for Kawasaki, Sea-Doo, Can-Am, and Polaris. And right now is the time to buy. Take advantage of super low financing and rock bottom pricing on all motorcycles, personal watercraft, ATVs, and side-by-sides. For over 40 years, Jacksonville Power Sports has proudly served our community. Jacksonville Power Sports is located on Atlantic Boulevard, 1/2 mile west of 295. Check them out online at jacksonvillepowersports.com. That's jacksonvillepowersports.com.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. If you're interested in buying a fine quality diamond, but might start with a smaller diamond and then over time grow that to a larger size diamond, at Underwoods we have a way to do that, and we've been doing it for more than 50 years. We call it Grow a Diamond, and here's how it works. When a customer buys an Underwood engagement ring, solitaire diamond pendant, or a pair of ear studs, we guarantee they get the price they paid for it on the purchase of any bigger diamond. Now, a lot of stores would say, big deal, we do that too, but here's the Underwood difference. We guarantee you get what you paid when you trade in your Underwood diamond, even if you're only trading up by $1. It's not that you have to trade up 2 for 1 like most jewelers ask. We've done this with thousands of customers through the years, so if you're interested in growing a diamond, come by and see us at Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, or the Shops of Ponte Vedra.
Internal Revenue Service. When you owe a personal or business tax debt and can't pay, these three words bring feelings of fear and anxiety. Contact J. David Tax Law. Recently voted best tax attorney in Jacksonville by Folio Weekly Readers and selected as a 2019 Ultimate Tax Attorney by the Jacksonville Business Journal. When you owe the IRS or Florida sales tax and can't pay, it's only a matter of time before tax liens, wage garnishments, or bank levies happen to you. Don't wait. Call J. David Tax Law for your no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your tax problems step by step, explain your options, and how we will resolve your tax issues issue once and for all. See why J. David Tax Law was voted best tax attorney in Jax. Call now for a no-cost consultation. 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Will China's plan to manipulate its currency work against America? We'll discuss with former Marine and international economics expert Mark Stiers on the next America First with me, Dr. G. We'll brainstorm with Sinclair Broadcasting's Boris Epstein as to whether Jerry Nadler really is serious about impeaching the president. And we'll ask Chris Farrell of Judicial Watch if Jim Comey really will get off scot-free.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, Saturday nights 8 to 11 p.m. on WBOB.
There's a 60% chance of thunderstorms this afternoon. Our high will be 95. This evening, partly cloudy. Overnight, the low drops to 78. And currently, it is 77 here at WBOB.
All right, let's get to some more calls. A lot of people want to weigh in on this morning. Let's go to line one. Let's go to Amber. Hey, Amber, good morning.
Good morning. I like to get the coupons in the paper.
The coupons in the paper. Come on, do you really get the newspaper just for the coupons?
No, I used to get the newspaper and it was the coupons, but when the coupons, when you don't get that, I stopped the paper a while ago, a few years back. But I, you know, when you're talking about different staff, right, I think there was a guy named Lil Page that kind of irked me a lot, you know?
Who's Little Page? Is that a rapper name?
No, that was the name of a staff writer. Yeah, I think his name was Thomas. I can't remember his first name.
He's
one of the writers at the Times Union.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ron, I believe.
Ron's on my Twitter account. He was really going after the mayor. He was a big Ana Lopez Brochet supporter during the campaign. Yeah, I saw this.
Yeah.
The coupons. I like it.
It is. Coupons. You ask any woman, and they're saying, "Yeah, we used to like the coupons." So
Amber, do you still subscribe to the Times Union?
No way. It was about a good 3-4 years ago.
Why not?
It got to be so tiny and so small, and it was repetitive. From, like you said, how even the newscasts, anything, you know, if it's a real liberal newspaper, it's just a bunch of garbage you hear rehashed over. There was some details on the local part. I do like to see the local section. I kind of missed that, the Metro, whatever they call it. But other than that, mm-mm.
All right. Amber, thanks for the call. I like it. Got rid of the publication because of the coupons. I like that honesty. 831-0600, 904-831-0600. Let's go to line two. Let's go to Alan. Hey, Alan, how are you?
Hey, good. I was just buying some gasoline this morning, and a few people in front of me were buying lotto tickets, and I'm thinking it's the lotto numbers.
Ah, that's a great one. But when I see people, I think, and Roger, I know we don't do it here, but Alan, hold on a second. Do they give up the lotto numbers on rate? I think someone will do on some of the FM stations, but I think the majority of them, they wait till like that night.
Right.
Alan, I never even, that's not what was reported, but that is a great one. They want to read the lotto numbers.
I do see them, you know, announced on television as they're pulling the little ping pong balls out. That's the only time I've really seen them.
Alan, did you get your lotto ticket? By the way, I don't do lottery. Hey, Alan, do you subscribe digitally to any of the publications, and which ones do you like?
I do not.
Okay, and just for curiosity's sake, why?
Well, I'll answer that question by mentioning a book I read years ago back in the late 80s by Marvin Goldberg, who was Dan Rather's right-hand man for 20-plus years, and he finally got tired of it, and he wrote a book about it, and the book is called Biased.
Yes.
It's a great book. I forced all my children to read it when they were teenagers. Because he chronicles the systematic daily bias in the production of news. He was right there with Dan Rather for 20 plus years. And the conclusion of the book was that the bias is unquestionably there. You just had a whole book about it. But the conclusion was that they don't think they're biased.
Yeah, that's a great, yeah, Bernard Goldberg. In fact, I got that book. And I didn't even read that. I read some of it. I mean, here's the point. I read probably a few things of the book. It came out in the early 2000s. And I'm like, well, this is nothing. I think, you know what? I got to tell you right now. I'm a Scotsman. I bought the book and took it back. Because it was nothing new in the book. I already knew all this stuff.
I just can't see how Dan Rather, of all people, could not think of himself as biased when he completely fabricated the George W. Bush National Guard letter.
Yeah, that's a great point. Let's go to Craig on line three. Hey, Craig, good morning. What's going on?
Hey, yeah, I just wanted to mention my guess at the source in the newspaper that's not necessarily from the local staff.
Yeah?
I think it could possibly be either stories from other parts of the national or international news, like through UPI and AP?
No, I mean Craig, if I was in an auditorium, I would throw you a gift card. That's actually a great answer, but it's not even close, but it's a great one. I mean, think about that. But you know what they do? A lot of these publications, and I get they reprint other stories they get information from. Like I will tell you this right now, Craig, and I'm not endorsing one or the other. First Coast News, I'm a big News 4 Jax guy. If you look at the websites, I think News 4 Jax, by the way, it's free, has a boatload more of information out there compared to First Coast News on their website.
Right, I read 4 on the internet quite a bit.
Right, and then like our publication at floridadaily.com, we're the biggest political publication in the state, but we're also, but that means, knock that one off, thanks, Raj. That means, but we're also, even though we're center-right, we don't blog anything. We don't editorialize. We don't even endorse, just because I think publication should be pure blood. But by the way, Roger will tell you, we don't even endorse on this radio show. No, we endorse ideas. We tell you who we like. I mean, just because somebody's a Republican, I mean, man, I can't tell how many times I think Republicans have been wrong on the issues. And then when Democrats can get it right, which is rare, but we'll give them credibility when they get it right. That's the way it should be done. 831-0600, 831-0600. Let's go to Hank. Hey, Hank, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ed. I wanted to say real quick that I think it's kind of crazy that Castro put people's names out there just because they donated to Donald Trump. And I want to try to correlate it to something in history. And the way I look at it is it's basically like the Germans did in World War II, putting Star Davids and saying Juden on somebody's business because they didn't care for them on their religious aspects and stuff. But this is somebody that you're trying to shut down their business just because they donated to somebody else. And that's just, I think that's real. We're getting really, really.
Yeah, I wouldn't have used that analysis, but it's already public knowledge who gave to these guys. By the way, quite a few of them.
But you have to go and look for it, Ed. You've got to actually physically.
But it's still public knowledge. I mean, the newspaper could have published it. Big deal.
Yeah, but it's the same thing. I mean, because it's a known Jewish business, but you're drawing attention to it by painting a Tsar David on it and saying Juden on it and shaming people not to.
Do you see the correlation, Raj?
I do see I don't agree with the correlation, but I do believe it's dangerous at a different level. America, I believe, one of the reasons it makes us obsessional is that we hash out our differences by being able to talk about things and being able to, you know, vote for the people we like. When you start affecting someone's income, then you're trying to take that away, and I believe that's
I mean, I agree with Hank. I'm with Roger on this one. I don't agree with the analysis because it the left would.
Right.
Well, never mind. I'm not calling Hank a leftist. I'm just saying this is something I would hear from the left. No. It's already public knowledge, and the newspapers can print them no matter what, and sometimes they do. Hey, a big corporation on the east side of Jacksonville is going to be doing a big promotion for Ron DeSantis. We all know that. But I agree with Hank. I think it was wrong with what Castro did.
It's wrong.
And he got called out for it by MSNBCs.
Right.
831-0600. We're going to take your calls coming up next. One of the biggest areas that people go to when they read the newspaper that's not done by the staff. What's one of those top sections? And when you get a call from a newspaper, do you renew your subscription, yes or no? And tell me why do you or do you not? 831-0600. Your calls are up next on Talk Radio WBOB.